Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to The Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the
body
punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking to take those punches.
On Deeply Healthy Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another immediate reaction show. And today is going to be your immediate reaction post-fight show to Marcus Brown versus Thomas Top Dog Williams. Let me hurry up and go out to the Golden State to talk to my co-host. Let's get this thing started. Was there action? Hell yeah. MD, you're right. What could I do? I must eat crow. You were right. Marcus Brown showing his skill, showing his amateur pedigree. The 1-2 was on point. Man, 3 knockdowns. Thomas Williams looked like he wanted a way out on the end, talking to his corner whether or not he should stay in the fight. He clearly did not want to stay in the fight. I clearly want to go back to the Golden State. What's going on, Matt? Talk to me. Let's do this.
What's up, man? First off, interesting fight. Definitely was some filling out process there. But Marcus Brown, his jab looked phenomenal. The hand speed was just light years different, and the skill was different too. Thomas Williams having no jab on the entry, sort of pathetic almost. Just coming in with his hands up, coming forward, eating shots. Marcus Brown though, there was still an issue of pressure there. And even Gary Stark came at him and was like, "Don't let this guy back in the fight. You're winning. Don't worry about like." That 1-2-3, you know, throw that third or fourth punch in the combination. It's there for you. So I think Marcus Brown obviously is still a work in progress. But, man, his power, his speed, it was good tonight. Plus that jab. That jab was just phenomenal. He knocked him down with the jab. Whenever that happens, just golf clap to you, you know?
Yo, that was one of my favorite parts was when Gary Stark Sr. took control of the corner. You know, you could hear Sir Marcus Brown saying, "Man, relax, I got this." He's like, "No, listen to me. I want the 1-2. I want combinations." I loved it. Now, hipster, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to be the bad guy here, but you know what I'm going to go to since we're talking corners, right? You heard what the other corner said, right? You better be fucking taking out the pitchforks and burning their house down too. You know what they said, I ain't even going to talk about it. I will talk about is how Marcus looked damn good. And I love the way that he said right away, "Adonis, give me my shot." He didn't wait to ask what's next. No, he said what's next. Give me my shot. Is the young Olympian ready for Adonis Stevenson? I mean, we have a barometer. Thomas Top Dog Williams was in there with Adonis. What do you think?
I think he is ready. I've implied this. I haven't necessarily stated this. Adonis Stevenson is the weakest link out of the top three at light heavyweight. With obviously, you have Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev, and Adonis Stevenson. Stevenson is the weak link. He's older. He doesn't have a great jab for a southpaw. Again, Marcus Brown just chewed up this southpaw. His jab looked like it was there. He looked so much more comfortable facing a southpaw than Thomas Williams was, and Thomas Williams faced the southpaw and Adonis Stevenson, so that was kind of shocking. So I do think Marcus Brown's ready, though I do think there is still a question mark of his chin. There was times where I thought that he got clipped and he took a few steps back, like he got not hurt, but he got hit with a good shot, you know, with a clean shot. I don't know. I still probably favor Adonis Stevenson, preliminary pick, obviously, but I do think he's ready, you know, or throw Marcus Brown against the winner of Better Be Barrera or whoever. I don't care. Brown, it deserves a top fight against an elite fighter, against a top five opponent in the division.
I mean, yeah, you got to give him that fight, you know, especially looking the way that he looked, putting it in comparison with what Adonis Stevenson was able to do to Thomas Top Dog Williams. It was a shootout tonight. I definitely appreciated the performance. 3 knockdowns. You can't ask for anything more. And the killer instinct. He said the guy was down And he didn't know if he was trying to get back up, so he put him down. That was his words. Listen, let's go out to the phone lines because
Very quickly. I didn't get Crow. I need Crow because I picked Thomas Williams to win.
Oh, I thought that was a together or us together.
Oh, it was? Crow. Okay, it's okay. You can do it together.
All right, we're going to be using the clock because we got other fights to watch. You keep your eye on us for live feed. Make sure that we're not missing anything good. I'm going to go out to Amin. Talk to me, Amin.
Yo, it was a good fight. I picked Marcus Brown, so I don't get no Crow. He looked good. And my whole reason for picking him, I said, yo, when Williams get hit, he don't usually get back up. When Brown got hit, he got back up. He looked strong at 175. I love to see him fight Adonis. Even better be, even Barrera. Like, it's a lot of good fights at 175 for him. It was a good fight, yo. I ain't going to hold up the line, fellas.
All right. You know, we got to start getting MD's betting advice around here. He picked Marcus Brown by KO, and damn, that was right. We could have made some money on that. Carmelo from Chicago, talk to me.
Man, great fight, man. Great fight. I thought Thomas Top Dog Williams was going to go in there and maybe work him a little bit more, man, but obviously Marcus Brown was sharp. The jab was sharp. I think the last person I seen get put down with a jab was the Charlo fight against Williams, man. Strong jab, he's following up, and like you said, man, I like what the corner said, man. Go in there and finish with the combination, and that's what he did. But I ain't gonna hold up the line. I see the next fight coming on. Shout out Boxing Boys. Let's get it.
Donald, California, talk to me.
I told you Marcus Brown was gonna win. I had picked Marcus Brown because Thomas Williams, he's got a glass jaw, and Thomas Williams, he looked it really bad in this fight. He looked it way better when he fought Adonis Stevenson. Like, I don't know what happened. After that first knockdown, Thomas Williams was not in the fight no more at all. That's all I got. This other fight coming up, so. But yeah,
all right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Donald. I'm pretty sure we're not even on the, what is it? What do they call those things? National anthems. I'm sure we're not even there yet.
No, they're in the ring. They are in the ring. Round one is about to start.
Round three is about to start.
No, round one is about to start.
All right, not yet. They didn't ring the bell. Come on, Santiago, talk to me. Go, 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 go.
Hey, hell of a thing that second round when Marcus Brown hit him while he was on the ground. I mean, he's got the killer instinct, but at the same time, he better put himself in check because he does not want to be one of those guys that loses fights by knockout. He did look good, and I could give him as good a shot at beating Adonis Stevenson as Andre Fonfara did. That's my call. Talk to you guys at the next immediate reaction episode.
All right, Santiago, thanks for calling in. Compa, talk to me, brother.
Hey, what up, Boxy Boys?
What up? I see that Cali Green is what's up.
Oh, shit, you caught me at a perfect time, man. Hey, but I just wanted to say, Crow well deserved. I picked Top Dog, so give me my Crow Ness, or are you getting up now? Hey, no, but for sure, man, Marcus Brown, he looks sharp, and I'm excited that he called out Stevenson, man. And, hey, man, I'm super excited to see Lamont back in the ring, baby, so let's get it. TBV, what up, Boxing Boys? Man, the hipster, what up?
What up, compa?
Compa, thanks for calling in. Well, there you have it. We did it, Matt. We actually made it. The fight hasn't started. We were able to
almost about to start, man. I was nervous. I was nervous.
Able to get to everybody, and we're able to let everybody know that Marcus scored a magnificent win here with three knockdowns. We'll be back for the next fight. So we'll see you guys around then. I am Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And for more exclusive content, find us on Patreon. Matt?
You find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. And obviously, we're going to be back right after this next fight coming up right now.
Later.